All right, welcome to today's lesson. We're going to talk about the craving killer. Now, this is a technique you can use with foods that you've struggled with to have control over. And the idea here is that we're not tricking ourselves. We're not going to try and trick ourselves into thinking these foods are bad, because tricking ourselves never works. But what we're looking to do is to be able to see these foods for what they are. You know, so often when there's foods that we're struggling with, if it's ice cream or sweets or fast food, we only think of them in a pleasurable way, right? We think about how they taste and how enjoyable they are. And while that's part of it, there's also a lot of pain that these foods cause us sometimes. And so that's the point of this technique, is to begin seeing these foods in a more truthful way. Again, so it's not just the pleasure that we're thinking of when we think of these foods, but we also think of the pain that they're causing. And this is a technique that does that very, very powerfully. So if you do this technique, and you do it with a clear mind and a positive intention, it can be so powerful and so helpful to give you a real practical tool you can use to rechange how you feel about certain foods, not just even how you think about them. So let's get into it. I want you to, first of all, think of a food. And again, you can do this multiple times. So just think of one food right now that you would like to have more control over. Once you think of that food, make sure you got it. So again, when we do these techniques, you don't want to be thinking about things. You want to just be able to do it and concentrate on the directions given. So think of that food. Okay. Now what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of your mirror in the bathroom, and I want you to imagine that you're eating that food that you were just thinking about. And I want you to see yourself eating that food in the way you normally eat it. So if it's ice cream, if you eat it out of the pint container, that you're eating it that way. If you're eating it out of a bowl, if that's what you do, you're eating it that way. So think of this food that you're thinking about, and think about eating it the way you normally eat it. And now as you look at yourself in the mirror, I want you to watch yourself eating that food. I want you to see yourself putting the food into your mouth. And now I want you to imagine that you're naked while you're eating it. You're naked, you're eating this food, and on top of that, you're also standing on a scale. So I want you to see yourself, and again, you're consistently eating the food, and eat it in the way that you normally eat it. And I want you to notice that oftentimes when we're eating foods like this, there's a mindless quality to it. So you're not paying attention necessarily to each bite. I want you to do that this time, though. I want you to watch yourself putting each bite into your mouth, chewing it, swallowing it, eating it, while you're naked, while you're standing on the scale. And I want you to notice that that changes the way that you feel about this food. Now, you can enjoy the flavor as much as you always do, but I just want you to add more to the mix, because it's not fair a lot of times that sometimes we'll feel bad and we'll eat the food and it makes us feel better. But then later on, when we feel bad about ourselves, the food's nowhere to be found. And a lot of times it's these foods that are helping cause the other pain, but we don't link them together. So we can always enjoy food, but what we need to do is have more control. We need to be more moderate with these types of foods, because they cause pain if we don't eat them moderately. And we need to feel that deep into our bodies. Every cell, nerve, and fiber of our being has to be attached to that understanding that these foods are good when they're eaten moderately, and they create tremendous pain emotionally, physically, mentally when we overeat them. So that all of a sudden, they're not quite as pleasurable as they were. All of a sudden, you can realize the full spectrum of experience from these foods. And you can now make a better decision to either avoid them completely, or at the least, to eat them more moderately, so that you can get all the benefit out of it. The pleasure of the flavor and the eating it, and the bigger pleasure out of having the body and the energy levels you want. So this is a technique you can use with different foods, and I suggest you do it because it's a very powerful suggestion to your unconscious mind. So play with this some more today. Think about this some more. Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.